welcome to your outlet for outdoors and Western lifestyle news, The Bend Show. I am your host, Rebecca Wanner, aka Beck, and I say this each and every week. We love hearing from all of you, your comments, stories, ideas. Get a hold of us anytime. Call or text 305-900-2363. Again, that's 305-900-2363. Or you can always email bendradioshow@gmail.com. Riding along as always is my producer and co-host, Jeff Tigger Earhart. Now, before we get rolling, I want to throw this out there, a little PSA for everybody. It may be Labor Day weekend, but that also tends to kick off hunting season in a lot of areas. For example, archery season may be kicking off this weekend for you. Other areas may have duck season open already. So that brings up the whole, if you are a landowner, remember, make sure you got your land posted. Your no trespassing or no hunting signs are up. If you have electronic posting in your state, make sure your land has been posted there. For those of you that are looking to hunt other places, remember that states with electronic posting, that does cover their land as posted. So if you have apps like Onyx, typically electronic posted land will show up on apps like Onyx and let you know right there that yes, it's been posted for no hunting. So just a little reminder, everybody, let's all be gracious. If you are looking for a place to hunt, we've talked about this in previous episodes. Be sure to just be very friendly when you approach those landowners. And you never know, it might not be this year they say yes, but they might next year. And it all depends on the attitude. The attitude goes a long ways.
We are just a little over 40 days away from pheasant opener.
Wow. Here. That's it?
That's it.
That's coming up fast.
But it makes me a little nervous because we always go pheasant hunting on our place, and I haven't really seen a lot of pheasant activity, which is very unusual at our place.
Okay, but hold on. Harvest hasn't happened yet.
That's true. The wheat harvest was, but the corn hasn't been taken off yet. So you're right. I'm getting antsy.
As soon as that corn gets harvested, you know those pheasants are going to be all over the place.
That's true. I'm getting excited. We need to throw some clay pigeons for you, though.
Why do we got to bring this up every year, okay?
I'm just saying.
I will be the first to admit that, yes, I am not the greatest with a scattergun, as what Tigger calls it. I do a little bit better at clay shooting than I do pheasants, but I still enjoy going along. And if nothing else, I do tend to find the birds that the dog missed.
Have you gotten a pheasant last year? Did you? No, I'm not trying to pick a fight. I'm just trying to, because when you and me and Joel went out,
I got one,
but we didn't find it. Did
yes, we did.
Did
we? Mine was the one we found. We didn't find yours.
Oh, was that the case?
Yes,
I'm just saying. I mean, we went out several times and you were busy, you know, eating a granola bar and having a snack with Reese and your
nephew.
He's
laughing because, yes, part of hunting for us, for me anyway, is always all about the snacks. How many of you chuckle when you see that meme on social media that says I've already eaten my sandwich and my
by
Little Debbie
snacks in the morning, yeah,
by 9 a.m.? That would be me. But also along those lines, here's your quick reminder. If you got new hunting boots, start wearing them now to get them broke in if
Good
you
idea.
Haven't done so.
Good idea.
That's always a big one. It gets overlooked all the time, the importance of breaking in those hunting boots. Looking at other things on the calendar, though, by the way, I was looking at what are some upcoming events that everybody might want to pay attention to. First on the docket is, if you're looking to catch us, Tigger and Beck, we're going to be in Devil's Lake, North Dakota, September 5th through the 7th for the Devil's Lake Shootout Rodeo.
Here in a few days.
Yes, and this is a big one. It's bringing contestants in from all over the country. We're talking Nebraska, Oklahoma. They're all heading up to North Dakota. Why? Because what it is, it is it over $37,000, almost $40,000 on the line?
Yeah, and it's a open rodeo. It's not a PRCA rodeo. It's open, so anybody can enter this thing. It is co-sanctioned with a couple other associations, so those dollars count towards year-end finals, but it is open. You can enter it. I mean, you're going to be busy,
I'm going
to
be busy.
But you could still enter, you know, the breakaway roping if you wanted to.
Oh, that's true. And I do have a horse for that.
You do have a horse for that now. So you could.
Well, if you would like to catch us otherwise live, if you can't meet with us up in Devil's Lake, you can catch us on the Beck TV app. And that Beck is spelled differently than my name. It is spelled B as in boy, E, K as in kite, TV. So that's Beck TV app. It's going to be live streaming Saturday night and Sunday afternoon, September 6th and 7th. Other things coming up on the docket is the Frelick Quarter Horse Sale.
Ooh.
This is a big one.
If you like color, like you really fall in love with the Blue Roans and the Grulas, this is the one to pay attention to.
We are talking flashy, beautiful horses, but that's not it. These horses are bred for disposition and conformation, as well as, of course, that sought-after color. That sale is happening September 20th on the Frelick Ranch in Selfridge, North Dakota. We have all the details for you right now on ranchchannel.com. Again, that's ranchchannel.com. Head there for all the details. And just so you know, there'll be live online bidding happening through DV Auction. Lastly, for you pheasant hunters, I know a lot of folks put their eyes on South Dakota when it comes to pheasant season.
The 18th of October is when pheasant season opens up in South Dakota, by the way.
Oh, those of you that are cattlemen, cattlewomen, get this. Jorgensen Land and Cattle is hosting a Cattlemen's Week pheasant hunt.
Oh, in ideal South Dakota.
Yes.
Right on, right on.
This is happening November 20th through the 23rd, and you can make plans now to stay at the Lazy J Grand Lodge located on the Jorgensen Land and Cattle Ranch in ideal South Dakota. This is going to be an unforgettable pheasant hunting experience designed to foster relationships and share insights among the cattle industry professionals. So whether you're a seasoned hunter or new to the sport, this event offers something for everyone.
Well, Cody, I mean, they do it right there at Jorgensen's and the Lodge. And we've had them on the show before talking about that other enterprise that they have in addition to the farm and the ranch is having the lodge and the pheasant hunting. And crew, it is awesome. So, I mean, really, they're like a 6-star out of 5 stars in my book. Put it on the books. Try to get there. It's going to be fun.
Now that we've got your calendar full, we're going to take a quick break. But stay with us, because when we come back, we've got headlines that you aren't going to hear anywhere else but on The Ben Show. Stay where you are. This is Beck. First, I appreciate all of you for listening and making The Bend part of your week. Many of you have asked, how do I catch past episodes? The answer is super easy. Head to thebendshow.com and click on the Shows tab. There you can listen to every episode all the way back to episode 1. Podcasters, head to your favorite podcasting app and search The Bend. You'll find us. Be sure to follow and subscribe and never miss another episode again.
The hunt, the stories, the memories. This is Jake Fenrick with JB's Wildlife Designs. Let me capture and preserve that hunt, that story, that memory with a trophy mount to last you a lifetime. Look us up on Facebook at JB's Wildlife Designs to see samples of our taxidermy and reach out at any time with any and all questions you may have. This is Jake Fenrick with JB's Wildlife Designs. Taxidermy is my passion. Let me preserve yours.
Is there that particular pair of boots or that shirt or pair of jeans that you just can't find anywhere else? Check out Medora Boot and Western Wear. Medora Boot and Western Wear is the go-to for boots, jeans, especially jackets, and even those hard-to-find accessories that make perfect gifts. Check out MedoraBoot.com, or better yet, give Kim a call at 701-623-1005 and tell Kim that Tigger and Beck sent you. For the latest in Western and outdoor practical and fashionable wear, there is only one, Medora Boot and Western Wear.
Welcome back to The Ben Show. I mentioned earlier, this is where you hear the headlines you just don't hear anywhere else. This first one takes us to the dusty fields in Texas, where Chad Raines is living a new reality as a shepherd.
You mean like sheep?
You've got it. After 4 generations of cotton farming, he faced years of bad harvests and rising debt, forcing him to rethink his future and to think outside the box. This led him to a growing trend. If you've not heard of this, it's called solar grazing. Solar grazing. It's where farmers rent out sheep to keep vegetation in check at solar farms. Rains now works with Enel North America, helping manage one of the largest solar farms in the U.S. near Waco, Texas.
So his sheep graze the weeds and they actually pay him rent?
You've got it.
Okay,
yes.
This cat has it figured out.
The sheep are the perfect lawnmowers. Think about this. They work in all conditions, day or night, even when it's muddy or rainy. So while small farms across the country struggle, 40% of them operated at a loss last year, Rains, he's found success himself by grazing 6,000 sheep across 20,000 acres.
That's a lot of sheep.
He turned a profit of nearly $300,000 compared to a loss of $200,000 he had stuck with cotton.
Now, this is kind of ingenious because normally anybody that's in the business would have to rent the ground to put your animals on.
They're
actually renting the animals to come in, and they're eating weeds and leafy spurge and all this other garbage. And you said it was around a solar farm. Is that right?
Yes. Yes. You see those solar farms growing in many different areas. And this has become a profitable venture that also supports his family's future, as his sons, they're all set. They're at college right now, but they're planning to come home to the family business. And now they can. They've gone from struggling to thriving. And I just wanted to share this because I found Chad Rains to be a prime example of how adapting to change in the world of agriculture can be done.
Now, you said 6,000 sheep. You grew up, your family raised sheep for a while, but it wasn't, how many did you have? You had several hundred, though.
At the most, we had just under 600.
That's a lot of sheep.
I know.
So take that times 10.
Exactly.
That you're lambing out that many ewes.
It's a lot. It's a big venture.
I give this guy credit that he was able to figure this out. This is pretty cool.
I think it is, but to me, it just opens the door sometimes when you feel like you're stuck in the mud and you just don't know what to do. You got to think outside the box, and that's just what he did.
And buy 6,000 sheep.
Now we're going to change gears, and we're going to head to California, where a popular beach in Monterey has been closed indefinitely after a colony of sea lions, that's right, sea lions, moved in for their annual summer visit. San Carlos Beach, located near the iconic Cannery Row, is now off limits as the barking sea lions take over the shoreline. The city of Monterey confirmed the closure, saying the sea lions are back and the reopening depends on when the animals decide to leave.
So they descended upon the beach.
They have.
And they completely took it over. I saw a pile of sea lions when I was in Orange County, California for a meeting. This was several years ago. It was pretty cool.
Okay, that is a sight I would like to see. And by the way, in case you didn't know this about sea lions, they do typically travel in large groups, and they often do stop in Monterey to rest and feast on squid before continuing their journey north. Sea lions, by the way, are protected by the Marine Mammal Protection Act, so visitors are urged to keep at least 50 feet of distance from them. The closure is part of a yearly routine, with the beach last reopening in late June after the sea lions moved on. The city is also keeping an eye on nearby Sister City Park for any additional sea lion arrivals. I just want to throw this out there. Remember, it's all about sharing the beach.
I have a one-question quiz for you to see how well you were paying attention to your own story that you just shared. What is a group of sea lions called? It's not a herd. It's not a flock.
It's
not a gathering.
It's a colony.
I didn't think you'd get that. Okay. Carry on.
All right. Moving on. I got to share this one just because who doesn't like a good seafood boil? And well, how do I put
this? Is that
this?
Where they throw it all on the table?
Yes, they put it all in the bag and you shake the bag up and you open it up and eat it. Well, listen to this. An attempt to bring you back, Red Lobster has added seafood boils to the menu. The new Mariner Seafood Boil offers a main lobster tail, a dozen shrimp, snow crab legs, corn, and red potatoes, served in a hot shake and serve bag with your choice of flavors. I'm really trying to pitch this at Tigger here. Can you tell?
I have pictures of you last year in San Antonio.
Enjoying seafood
boils. In February
boils.
When it was all over. And I just said, Beck, just dive into it. And you did.
Well, all I can say is I'm excited to give this a try because they offer flavors like roasted garlic butter, Cajun butter, or Old Bay and Parmesan. You can mix and match them. You can even add extra spice. Wanting that infamous Cajun sausage, they'll throw that in. You're in luck. this is going to be good. It's on the menu. And I'm excited because we live in an area where you just don't find seafood boils. And we typically have to go all the way down to the bayou or somewhere like that to get one.
So it's got shrimp and you said lobster. You can have some sausage in there, crab legs. What's your top one in there?
My favorite is to have the corn, of course, with the crab legs. I'm a big crab leg type of person. And yes, you can add extra crab legs to your seafood boil. And just as a disclaimer,
apparently you've got a plan for this.
Just a disclaimer quick, Red Lobster is not a sponsor. Again, I only brought this up because I was excited to share the news. And I'm hoping Tigger gets the hint that I've got a hankering for a shake-the-bag kind of dive-in messy meal.
I am smelling what you're cooking.
Staying on the topic of food, there's a new study out by South Dakota State University which suggests red meat should not be getting a bad rap, especially if it's part of a high-quality diet.
Well, duh.
Researchers looked at data from nearly 5,000 adults in the American Gut Project, is what they called it, and found that people who ate lean red meat within a healthy eating plan had better levels of nutrients that support brain health.
Duh.
Things like selenium, vitamin B12, and zinc. They also had greater gut microbial diversity, which is linked to overall well-being. The lead researcher says the takeaway isn't to cut out red meat entirely, but to focus on balanced, high-quality diets where lean meat can play a positive role. The study was supported by the National Cattlemen's Beef Association and could help reshape how we think about red meat in healthy eating.
So beef, it's what's for dinner, especially in a carnivore diet.
I'm not going to argue with that whatsoever. And with that, we're going to take a short break. Stay where you are. We got more of The Ben Show right after this.
Hey, guys and gals. This is John Armand with Ultimate Outdoor Adventures TV. Ultimate Outdoor Adventures TV travels the back roads to the backwaters in pursuit of the ultimate adventure in hunting and fishing. Join Team UOA every week for exciting action in the crosshairs of the outdoors. Catch Ultimate Outdoor Adventures TV on YouTube, Amazon Prime, and make sure to follow Team UOA on Facebook and Instagram to share in the ultimate outdoor adventure.
You've waited, dreamt of a hunting adventure, and now have harvested that trophy of a lifetime. Keep the memory alive with a custom-designed mount preserved as a work of art. Check out our approved taxidermist. Depending on your location, the award-winning Schneider Taxidermy is located in Helena, Montana. When hunting the Dakotas, JB's Wildlife Designs in Mandan, North Dakota, then Shadron Creek Taxidermy in Nebraska, and for the Central USA, Little Rack Taxidermy in Macomb, Illinois. Reach out to The Ben Show and let us help you find the right taxidermist.
The 2025 Devil's Leg Shootout Rodeo going down in history as the first rodeo ever at the all-new Western State Bank Arena. September 5th, 6th, and 7th with over 400 contestants competing for over $34,000 in added prize money. Performances Friday and Saturday at 6:30, Slack at 9:30 a.m. both days. Sunday's shootout round begins at 2:30. Watch the Devil's Leg Rodeo Club Facebook page for real-time info. The 2025 Devil's Leg Shootout Rodeo is September 5th, 6th, and 7th at the all-new Western State Bank Arena.
Welcome back to The Ben Show. As I mention all the time, we love hearing from all of you. That phone number you can call or text anytime is 305-900-2363. Again, 305-900-2363. Or you can email benradioshow@gmail.com. Right now, let's head to the phone lines.
Hey, back is Greg Clark calling from Pennsylvania. We are about a month away from hunting season here in Pennsylvania, and we could not be more excited since we have Sunday hunting finally in Pennsylvania. So that's going to be a big change. I think a lot of people are looking forward to actually having a better chance to get out there with their kids in the woods, because a lot of kids can't get out there because they have football or sports or other activities on Saturday. And then when you can't hunt on Sunday, it's completely lost. So I think this will be good for families to get out into the outdoors, and I could not be more excited. The other thing I wanted to share, proud papa moment, our son Keegan, he is actually starting at Penn State, and he's studying civil engineering And he's also doing a concentration around environmental conservation. The cool thing is that he actually moved into campus a week before all the other freshmen, and he and 250 other freshmen went on a special hiking and camping wilderness trip called the Aurora Program, and they literally went on a wilderness trip for about 5 days. And then there was another group of, I think maybe 100 kids, who they actually went out and did service projects in different parks surrounding the university area. So Penn State's not the only school to do it. So one thing I would say is it's great that more universities are putting programs like this together where the kids get a chance to be in the outdoors. They are totally electronics free, not allowed to take their phone on the trip at all. And they really do learn how to do wilderness camping. And I've seen it pop up at like at least, you know, half dozen universities, and it's growing. So tell your listeners, if they have a kid who's looking at college in the years ahead, take a look and see if there's a program like that, because it gives them a chance to bond with other freshmen, to get into the outdoors, and learn a little bit about themselves in a different way before classes start. So all, just wanted to share all that. I'm super excited for our son, and just super excited for the Hunters of Pennsylvania. Could not be more geeks, as we used to say today. Anyway, I hope you guys are well. Enjoying the show as always, and I'll talk to you. Take care.
Greg, it is great to hear from you. Thank you for giving us that update, by the way, on Pennsylvania adding Sunday hunting. That's huge for your state.
I had no idea that you could not hunt on Sundays in Pennsylvania.
I didn't know that was a thing. So enjoy the hunting. And then next up, of course, letting us know that universities have a program like Penn State does that's about outdoor and orientation programs. That's unbelievable. I had not heard about this. So thank you for sharing. I did do a little searching while you were leaving your message for us there. And I looked into it real quick, and get this. Penn State, on top of being able to do this outdoor orientation program, the Aurora program, they call it, you actually can earn 3 general health and wellness credits as a bonus.
Oh, so they don't have to take billiards and bowling or something like that.
Exactly.
That's pretty cool. And the fact that Greg said the kids were not allowed to take any electronics with them. But how did they take pictures? Do you think they had to do it old school and take the little digital camera? Grab it from mom and dad, maybe go to a rummage sale and get one.
How about bring back those old throwaway Kodak cameras? Remember those?
Oh my gosh. And the 1 hour photo. We just dated ourselves, didn't we? And you'd wait. And if they weren't done in 60 minutes, you were mad.
Well, regardless, thanks again, Greg, for chiming in. And as we keep telling everybody out there, we want to hear from you. Again, that phone number, call or text us, 305-900-2363. All right. Now, I know that most kids are back in school or they're off to college, which has many of us feeling like summer is over. But that's, you know, not a bad thing, because now what's next on the docket? Those winter getaways. I'm telling you right now, if you want to stay within budget, now is the time to start shopping and making those plans if you're planning to go somewhere when it gets colder.
Like Vegas for the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo. We just started looking into this. We were a little bit behind the eight ball. Normally we have this done. And you came up to me and said, look, if we are going to go out to Vegas for the finals this year, we've got to get our plane tickets. We have got to get our rooms booked. And we better get our tickets for the actual performances we want to go to.
Exactly.
Because prices are going up. And literally just like the next day, we looked at airfare and it went up quite a bit.
Yeah. So I'm not trying to scare anybody, but there is something about planning. But along with planning, once you have it on the calendar, then you're committed and you get excited. And I'm bringing this up because this is another one to shock y'all. We're less than 4 months out until Christmas.
And what do you always say?
Trips over gifts.
Although she likes the gifts too.
I do like the gifts, but the thing is I love knowing that I've got a trip on the book. Say you're heading somewhere, January, February, March, you're going to do spring break somewhere else. It's warm, but tell me how fun it is when you can go and give gifts that are centered around an upcoming activity.
You know, when you went on your girls' hiking trip, I made sure that some of the gifts that you got, it was the backpack that you wanted, it was the water bottle that you wanted, some of those other things geared towards gear that you would need on your trip.
And
easy way of shopping.
Staying within the budget, say you know that, all right, say you have kids, you have a couple girls, you have a couple boys in the household. Right now, swim gear is on sale. Now's when to save big money. Get the new swimsuit. Now you're ready for that winter vacation. Get those other necessities you might need on a hunting trip somewhere that you're not from. Anyway, just some ideas to kind of spark that excitement and not feel like summer is drifting away.
Gives you something maybe to look forward to. Especially when some people get a little bit bummed out because summer, you know, coming to an end, it gets colder and all that.
No reason to get bummed out. Again, I've preached this a million times, trips over gifts. And with all that, we're going to call this show wrapped for this week. Remember to keep sending in any questions you might have, or if you know of something spot worthy we need to share. That number again, call or text us anytime, is 305-900-2363. Again, 305-900-2363. Or you can always email bendradioshow@gmail.com. And if you missed part of this show or want to hear past episodes, you can find them all on the website, thebendshow.com. And be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcasting app and to The Bend Show YouTube channel. Finally, a big thanks to all of you listeners out there that rode along with us. And whether you're coming or going today, stay with us as we ratchet up. And remember to keep up with me back all week long by following The Bend on Facebook and on Instagram at The Bend Show. This is Rebecca Warner. Catch Beck if you can next week on The Bend.